Time for 2 minutes with St. Timothy.
The most effective place to hide something is often in plain sight. How many times have I looked for keys in my closet or ketchup under the sink, only to realize the Heinz was just in the door and the ring was under the mail? Many things are hidden, but in Christ, all is revealed. There's a hidden key to a new life that's been right in front of us all along. It's a single word that opens many doors, a God-given word of power and unmatched change. Thousands of years ago, God's people in Israel and Judah knew it as Teshuvah. After the time of Christ's birth, the Greeks came to know it as metanoia. Thankfully, this world-altering word exists in modern languages, including our own. But for some reason, the church today seems to periodically forget about it. The word is repentance. To our ears, it can sound like a word of sorrow, but it brings great joy. We can think it a burden, but it's really a blessing. Repentance is the key to new life in Christ. It's not all about feeling sorry for things we've done or feeling bad about who we are. It's all about catching a glimpse of the glory of God found in Jesus Christ. It's like taking one step forward and two steps back, but not in a bad way. As God reveals Himself to us, we respond by moving closer. We step into the light. But as the sun shines, we notice our own darkness. We realize that God is God and we're not. We no longer see ourselves as number one, but look first to the Lord in all things. So we turn from our own ways and follow in His steps. His radiance is almost blinding, but it takes us back to the Father. You see, Teshuvah is about turning our lives around in response to Jesus, but it literally means to return. As we repent, we return to the righteous ways our loving Savior always meant for us to walk. So take the key to new life. It opens every door between you and Jesus. And once you turn the key, you'll find something amazing. Christ has been standing and knocking, waiting to step in and reign inside of you. This is Pastor Jimmy. Find this full message at mynightchurch.com and hear more at Sunday Night Church in Mandeville.